Session 6. Wise Speech and Wise Silence. Imagine that you are in the midst of a very busy metropolis. Visualize yourself on the streets of New York City. Noise is everywhere. People walking in all directions. Buses, taxis, automobiles, weaving their way through the traffic. Walk over to the United Nations building and watch all of the hands in white gloves simultaneously raising the flags of every nation. And allow yourself to sense from a deep place within the meaning of this ceremony every morning. And then walk inside the United Nations building and into the meditation temple, the small place set aside for all who wish to come and pray and invoke peace and goodwill for the world. From the loud voices to total silence when the door is closed, you sit in the midst of humanity. And yet you are in the place of silence. This temple is a sacred place. There is always one of the higher beings overshadowing it, holding such light within this room that all souls can know themselves as one, so that all religions can recognize their one source. It is, in a way, part of the birthplace of the new world religion. One religion. Compassion, the will to serve, the will to love, the will to good, and cooperation. It is a mystical, magical place. When you enter, you find that you are alone. And in the silence here, invoke wisdom from the higher dimensions of light. We'll begin by calling in the soul. And then linking with the essence souls of the thousands of people who have come here. And on their knees, prayed for the world. You are with the spirit of the masters. You can access the wisdom of some of the greatest minds that our humanity has known. You can sense the beauty of the united invocations for world peace that have been offered by men and women of every country, every religious belief. Take a deep breath now and sound the sacred word of Om. Consciously unite with the great souls, with all of humanity, the one soul of humanity. And let go of any effort to see, to know, to understand, but simply holding a picture of the evolution of humanity, becoming part of humanity and part of the higher planes in dual consciousness. Sit in silence. Open to receive. And yet fully content with your presence here. There's nothing you need to do. Just listen. Loosen all boundaries about who you are, about what you know, what you believe, and just let go. Stay alert. Only focused upon the plan for the evolution of humanity. In this silence, you can virtually sense the Masters. The presence of the Great Ones. It is from this silence, this deep inner stillness, with your mind alert, that you can realize a new reality that exists beyond the physical plane. This is the silence that precedes wise speech. Your emotional body is calm, smooth as a lake at dawn. the concrete mind is at peace. Focused upward to the wisdom of the higher mind, the soul of the intuitive plane and of the masters. We are here together with all the souls who are working to lift and aid humanity. We are all in the same group. We are learning and we are teaching each other. We are gradually forming the world savior for humanity. No logic could reveal to you who you really are. You will not recognize it until you are ready. And when you are ready, you can recognize it only by pulling away from the call of the material world, from its forces that draw you in and take your energy, time, and your mind, from the reality and the purpose for which you came. If your master appeared to you right here in the United Nations temple and asked you who you are, what would your answer be? Pretend for a moment that I am that master speaking to you. And each time I ask, allow yourself to respond with a new awareness of who you are. Whatever comes to mind spontaneously is the answer, rather than a studied, appropriate answer. Who are you? Good, and then let that answer go. Who are you? Good, and then let this answer go. Who are you? And now the master knows what place you have earned on your path of light, the next time you come to the temple at the United Nations, to bask in the illumination of wise silence. New answers may come up. Answers that surprise you. And it is out of this awareness that you will speak with wisdom, that you will truly be effective in the world around you, influential, using spiritual energies through your voice and words, so that you will heal, even as you speak, or reach out and touch another. Wise silence sets the stage for wise speech, releasing you from the habits and the patterns of ordinary conversations in which you are speaking as a personality to another personality. Instead, you are speaking as the soul, by the authority of your soul and its wisdom, and thus igniting the flame of the soul within others. What greater gift, what greater blessing can you give than using wise silence and wise speech to lift, to aid, to inspire, to give hope and encouragement? What an opportunity to bring joy through you and send it out through your words and wise speech to all who you know, to the group, and to all humanity.